A professional photographer from Western Massachusetts will share a 10-year retrospective of his work at a public showing in Springfield on Saturday. It's a collection of artistic, entertaining, and moving photos of local people and places, along with basketball legends and celebrities. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill got a preview.
My name's Chris Marion. I am a local Western Mass photographer, and this is the 413 to the NBA photo exhibit.
413 to the NBA, what does that mean?
Well, it means a few things. It's actually the path. If you go kind of left to right in the exhibit, that's the journey you're taking from the 413, from some of my beginnings photographically, my work locally with the Spirit of Springfield and White Lion and just countless other folks, and then all the way through to my work with the NBA, you know, across the country and internationally as well.
You've picked 100 photographs. How did you curate this? How did you decide what made the cut, so to speak, and what didn't?
Paul, it was a painful process, believe me. Going through 10 years of images, there was a lot of enjoyment, first of all, because I saw photos that I haven't seen in 10 years, folks who have passed, folks who were, you know, just there from day one and all that. I wanted to have a compelling exhibit on the photography level, you know, as an artist, but I also wanted to have photos that were rich in content, showing just what this community is all about. So it's been a difficult process, and there are images that I regret I don't have room for.
Let's start over here with the 413.
The exhibit has to start with my friend Keith Sykes, who passed last year. He started the Valley Photo Center years ago, and I was a part of that, and he was a real instrumental part. He was a very strong influence on me with regards to paparazzi and just putting on events and all that stuff. I miss him.
Now here's a photograph that certainly I know that this is Springfield's 9/11 memorial in Riverfront Park. This picture is taken at night, so you get the full effect of the spotlight shining through the beam, creating the silhouettes of the Twin Towers. Now you chronicled the creation of this memorial.
I did. I don't know how I learned. I mean, so Spirit of Springfield spearheaded the project, and as soon as I found out about it, I said, I will donate my time. I will volunteer. I don't want to. I don't want to profit from it. On the left here, from the very beginning of the artifact from one of the towers being delivered to Salmon Studios in Florence, through the process of, showing the process here that they did beautiful, beautiful work. The installation part, and then, of course, the final image, as well as some of the memorial services that were held, it was just so important to me to kind of make sure that was properly documented.
Let's jump ahead and talk about the work with the NBA. How did you get involved with the NBA?
In Springfield, we had years ago, the Springfield Armor at the time it was referred to the D League, which was meant for development. And they ended up being a solely a Brooklyn Nets affiliate, and I was their team photographer. And in my work with the Armor, the NBA took notice, and as the cliche says, the rest is history. I've covered all of the All-Star games since 2012.
show me some of your favorite photography from the NBA.
Well, this was taken every All-Star weekend. They have a Legends brunch, and in this particular image, this was is a profile of Artis Gilmore, Hall of Famer and NBA legend, and I just caught him prior to going up on stage. And you know, you see the NBA logo there in kind of an orange, and it's casting light on his face in just such a way. I you know, as an artist, you try not to fall in love with your work or your images, but this has always been just really always been a personal favorite. As a sports photographer, you know, you try to obviously you have work to do, right? But at the same time, you're trying to create memorable images and artistic images. And this is one. This is actually taken. This is Sue Bird, who may or may not be the greatest WNBA player of all time. But this was actually taken, I want to say, last month. As they were playing against the Connecticut Sun. And again, this was one of those images that just the moment in time and just her, it's to me, it's a very graceful kind of depiction of the game in and of itself. And, you know, the angles and everything work as well, but I just she's just wonderful.
She's just out full stretch making a layup and being guarded by a player who's right coming up behind her.
Trying to keep pace, and yeah, there's separation there, and she's just extend. It's just, again, I don't know how to describe it. You did a good job. There's a lot of celebrity power here too. I mean, you know, we've got Drake and Kevin Hart here. This, again, was a really memorable moment because, you know, Kevin Hart is just, obviously he's hilarious and he's the same way in person. And Drake just could not keep a straight face the whole time because Kevin is just, he's on fire, you know, he's wonderful.
So where did you take this?
So that was in Toronto, and, you know, Drake is kind of Mr. Toronto, you know.
Here's Kevin Garnett and
Jamie Foxx.
The 2018
That's right.
Game at the Verizon Center in Los Angeles.
Yeah, in L.A. My absolute favorite legend is Dikembe Mutombo. There is a guy, he does so much for his community in Africa. He's a real, you know, activist for his people, and he's just such a funny guy, smart guy. So this is an image that I took in Tokyo, where fans had lined up. I don't know how long the line was. They are ravenous for NBA in Japan, and this is a finger. This is his famous no finger wave, and the fans through the glass doing the same back to him. And it was really it was wonderful.